quite a guy, wasn't he?
Moses, that prince of Egypt who led his people out of bondage, who led his people through the sea that God opened and then closed to keep the army of Pharaoh from being able to follow, led them into the wilderness following a pillar of cloud by day and of fire by night, led them for 40 years. Quite a guy. And yet, even this wonderful prophet had to die. We all have to die. We all have a limit to the number of our days on this earth. And our earthly existence will come to an end. Why? Why did Moses have to die? Why do we have to die? Why does life have to end? Well, Moses had to make way for a new leader. Moses had to step aside so that God could give the people the promised land. It wasn't Moses' land to give. It was God's. It wasn't Moses' promise to be fulfilled. It was God's. It wasn't Abraham's gift. It wasn't Isaac's gift. It wasn't Jacob's gift, even though they had been promised that land, and that promise had been fulfilled. It was God's gift. Life is God's gift to us. Somebody said that life is like a bank account where we don't know what the balance is. We have a gift of days, but we don't know how many. We have a gift of time, but we don't know how much. If you had a bank account and you didn't know what the balance was, how would you spend that? I had the good fortune to be invited to come and talk about addiction and addiction treatment at the employee assistance branch of FSU's personnel department. And afterwards, they gave us a gift card for Starbucks. Ooh, coffee. Yay, I love coffee. But there's no denomination. I don't know how much there is there until I go use it, you know, or look it up on the internet. And it's kind of neat because I've got this little card in my wallet, and it's good for a bunch of coffee, and I don't know how much. Kind of exciting. A mystery. How much is in there? Well, I make fun of that because we don't know. We don't know when our end of days will come. Will we have 70 or 80, or will we live to be 100? I don't think many of us will make it to 120 as Moses did, but I don't know that, and you don't know that. We could walk out here and have a wreck, and that might be the end of us, at least in this world, right? Never know. On a bicycle, on a motorcycle, in a car, in a truck, walking. Could go have a heart attack. Anything could happen. We don't know how long our days are. Sometimes we are given the cross to bear of a difficult illness. And for any of you who have lived with someone struggling with an illness, you know what it is to see someone you love dying by inches. And you know what it's like when they get to the point where it becomes obvious that death will be a blessing because it will be a relief from the pain. I don't know what's better. To have one snatched from us that we love suddenly and not have an opportunity to say goodbye, or to have to watch them waste away and have too many opportunities to say goodbye. Neither is fun. Neither is easy. Both are difficult. But we all have a limit to our time. The problem is not that the end will come. The problem is what we do before we get there. How will we spend this gift? How will we use this life? What will we do? The people mourned Moses for 30 days, a full month there in the desert, when they were just within sight of crossing into that promised land, and yet they waited to do him honor. How will we be honored? How will we be remembered? What will people say of us? It was an experience for me to bury my father a year ago, a little over a year ago now, and hear what people had to say about him, because he hadn't been around when I was growing up, and I had gotten to know him only as an adult, and to meet all of these people that knew him at times when I didn't, and hear their wonderful stories of his life and how much they valued him was an experience for me. Made me ask myself, how will people speak of me? What will they say? What will they remember? What have I done with my life that has been of worth to others? But most important, what have I done with my life that has been of worth to God? Moses was faithful even unto death. We say that, you've heard those words before, and yet, think about it. Moses came to the promised land, was told that he would not enter, and there he died at the Lord's command. Well, we all die at the Lord's command, don't we? But do we do it accepting? Or do we do it railing? Complaining? Regretting? I know there are some days when I go, take me now, Lord, I'm ready. Mostly because of my own frustration with something that just seems insurmountable. But hopefully, you know, when the time comes, I will be able to say that. I'm ready. I have served you as best I could. Sometimes well, sometimes not so good. I've done what I could. I haven't always got it right. But you didn't make me perfect. You gave me choices. I made some good ones. I made some bad ones. But I'm ready. I am ready to be yours. I am ready in this earth, on this planet, in this life, to be your servant. And when you call me, I am ready to go. Kind of like the firemen and the law enforcement and the folks who serve their community and the people in the military who serve their country. When you're called, you have to go. When that alarm went off, we had to jump in that ambulance. We had a 4-minute response time. Usually we were out the door in about 2.5. When the call comes, we have to go. And how do we hear that call? In this life, we hear it in many ways. Somebody once told me, if you have seen a need, you have heard a call. Sometimes it's friends and neighbors that we get to reach out to share God's love. Sometimes it's total strangers. Sometimes we choose work that allows us to share God's love and the wisdom that He has given us. And sometimes it's other areas. Each of us has our own role to play. Each of us has our own job. Each of us has our own life to live. Each of us has our own place in His history, however big or however small. And yet each of us has a responsibility to use that gift of life as best we can in His service. So that when the time comes, we can expect to hear Him say, well done, O good and faithful servant. What wondrous words. We don't all have the same service to do. We don't all have the same challenges to overcome. We don't all have the same number of days to spend, but we all have that same call to be examples of His love. In Jesus' name, amen.